production of TeamBoyTV.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Team Boy TV Game Time. This is week 7. We apologize for not being able to bring you guys a podcast last week. You know, some different things going on. There's a certain missus tearing the house apart. It's hard to get a recording going when you ain't got nowhere to sit. Anyway, I'm your boy Big Key. I want to welcome the lovely Brody B. How you doing, man?
Hi, your renovation is nice. You stop it. You have a lovely home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining. It was just, stuff everywhere, but it's all good. we're going to talk about, you destroying our home. We're going to talk about the NFL in week 7, which was I will say, going into doing the picks last week, I was sitting there, making my picks saying, oh, look at this. This is easy. Oh, I know how this is going to go. This is going to be all right. And this turned out to be one of the most difficult weeks so far.
Upset after upset.
Yeah. I dropped every late game.
I did too.
Every
Who
late game.
Who would have thought the Jets would beat Dallas?
Right. You know what I mean? And, it's weird because, like when the Dallas game started, I was sitting there thinking to myself, I should have picked against them because I got a sneaking suspicion they're going to lose this game. And, honestly, the Jets was playing some inspired football, so I think they shot Dallas.
I think they shot Dallas too.
I don't think Dallas knew who they were dealing with.
I think Dallas fans are shocked because every year they swear Dallas was supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is what they do.
Yeah.
They kept saying they looked good the first few games. Oh, Dallas this, Dallas that.
Yeah.
You play Miami. Mm-hmm. You play New York.
Yeah.
You didn't play anybody, but every time you say that, oh, we play who? Okay.
So here's the exciting part, right? Guess what the standings are in the NFC East and who is knotted up for number one.
Knotted up for number one should be Dallas and Philly.
No. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We get excited for that. It's Dallas and Philly, both 3-3.
Right. But if New York wins this week, they could be in the number two slot.
Yes.
Because Philly and Dallas play each other.
Right. So, and I don't know why it seemed like this season, I want to see the Giants win more than you do. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not feeling Danny Dimes, as everybody wants to call.
I like him. I think, the loss last week, sometimes as a rookie and everything is going well, you kind of get beside yourself a little bit. This was a little bit of a reality check to let them know that you are still a rookie in this league.
I don't think it's him. I just think it's everyone else. We switched from Eli to him and everyone thought, it's going to be this great change.
Right.
The team still sucks.
Yeah.
And he kept saying that it's not just Eli. It's other pieces.
Oh, and then the health is a part because
once you
pick up one piece, you lose another. And then, when that guy come back, then somebody else goes out. So, it's a good that you got Golden Tate, but then you don't have Shepard. Barkley is still on the mend, right? It's a little rough going for the young quarterback, man. But I think for what he's showing, and the fact that they're still fighting this deep into the season, that they're still only one game back, it's pretty dope to me.
Eight will probably win that division.
Yeah, more than likely. But right now, we saw that after losing their coach the previous week. Washington got a snap back. They finally got a win on
They didn't get a snap back. They played Miami.
Look, someone had to win that game.
Right, but they played Miami.
Right.
Let's not get crazy.
I'm just saying. Because
up this week, who they got? The undefeated.
Yeah. But it's funny. I'm just looking at that division, and I'm just like, man, this is right here. It's true NFC East fashion right here. This is true. Dallas done dropped 3 in a row, and I really wish that, that New York had won a game this week. But that's okay. It's still in the mix and everything's still looking good. I'm more interested though, even though the Jets only won that one game and they won a big game against Dallas, it kind of made me think, especially after looking at the Patriots for the past 2 weeks, right? Not super impressed, right? Mm-hmm. They begging and pleading Rob Gronkowski to come back to work. You know what I mean? Because now they're feeling like maybe they shouldn't have sent Antonio Brown packing.
Well, I heard they're going to hire Ben Watson back.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. They shouldn't never let him walk. That reminded me.
Because the dude got hurt.
Right, and it's funny because, you know, and not the fact that, you know, Ben is a friend of mine, but the fact that, you know, when they cut him, Bill Belichick came out and said that, oh, I wish I could keep it. There's just no more spots available. And this man then, you know, then came and played on your team twice and, you know, won championships with you, and you chose some unknown over him.
Well,
and
the unknown got hurt, right, so now right. Who's yes. back?
You know what I mean? So, good for them. But that's good. I hope
that's good for him because he wants to still play.
Yeah, he so does want to still play.
He got, like, 50 kids.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, that's good
for him. Get that bigger check.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody's still saying, if anybody's going to challenge that, we still got that re-up between New England and Buffalo coming up, because I think Buffalo kind of took them to...
Yeah, that was a pretty good game.
It's a pretty good game, right? Yeah. So we still got that. And now the Jets starting to wake up, even though you think it's too late for them. They got one win. They didn't drop the first three. But they played some really good football. I mean,
they did, but, yeah. I mean, they're not ready.
Yeah, you don't think so? Mm-mm. Yeah, and we ain't got nothing coming for the Falcons. You know, and then, I mean, and honestly, the bottom continues to fall out for Cleveland. You know, I ain't even going to go into a whole lot of detail about it, but it looked like, you know, Baltimore is where that's going to be. Cincinnati definitely ain't trying to do nothing to...
At all.
And Pittsburgh's still struggling. And, you know, I ain't going to go into a whole lot of Cleveland stuff because the narrative is all over the place and everybody want to point the finger at Baker Mayfield, and they ain't going to get you excited on that because they ain't even... Because I know...
You know I don't like Baker Mayfield. I think he talks too much junk.
Yes.
Talking about, oh, I'm not going to blame the referees, but the referees... how about the three turnovers, Baker?
Yeah.
Did the referees turn the ball over?
Yeah, you know.
Like, come on, stop it.
So, and then the other thing was, you know, was Dallas, like... Now they done lost three games in a row, and the narrative going into the season was, you know, well, the first
Super Bowl bound.
Well, that and the couple with the fact that they was having some issues with Ezekiel Elliott right off the rip.
I mean, who Ezekiel? Who we haven't seen Ezekiel come to play not one week yet.
And then the other part of the story was, when do we or is what's the narrative? Is Dak worth the money, or should we re up? I mean, I don't know what the exact narrative is, but it's about Dak Prescott being worth. Being a, you know, getting $35 million a year to play. So now with three games lost, you know, I don't know what the narrative is now. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because they sure enough ain't got him no money. So.
And maybe the money went to the wrong place. I maybe it should have went to Dak instead of Zeke first.
Could be.
You know. So, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I have been, and everybody been asking me these questions on Twitter. They ask me these questions on the live streams with me and Glass, and then with me and, you know, the fellas do Team Boy TV Live. They asked me about this Carolina Panthers, Kyle Allen, Cam Newton situation. And, you know, and for the last couple weeks, this is the answer I've been given. I've been saying, well, you know, when Cam come back, he'll get his spot. Kyle's time will be over. Business will resume as normal. But then actually watching Kyle play these games, right? And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes things just, it's the luck of the draw and things just happen the way they happen. But now, I don't know. It's like, I'm almost thinking like when Cam gets healthy, because, you know, Carolina's on a bye this week, and he's supposed to be slated to return the week after. Mm-hmm. And now I'm almost in the camp of, I don't want Cam to come back right now. You know what I mean? So, like... So that's the story, right? So, you know, as a person that's not necessarily a Carolina Panthers fan, what do you think about this situation?
I think because the coordinators particularly like how Kyle Allen plays, that they're going to move on from Cam. I honestly do. I mean, I think, to me, 100% healthy Cam is better than a Kyle Allen. I just think he gives you more options and other you know, stuff to scheme with, but Kyle has a real nice accuracy. He throws that ball pretty well. And, you know, North Turner likes those basic fundamental quarterbacks. He likes that. So I could see them. We have new ownership. You know, this owner didn't draft Cam. So I kind of think that I could see them moving on from him or trying to trade him for some cachet.
Interesting. I guess maybe I'm just a little biased because I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. It just seems unthinkable to me. It just seemed like But, you know, we said the same thing about the whole Steve Smith thing toward the twilight of his career.
Right.
And we were all up in arms about that.
Right.
It's just, this is the question that I would have for people who think the way you're thinking right now. Mm-hmm. What if this all goes to hell with Kyle Allen? And then you're screwed, right?
Well, I mean, that's a chance you have to take when your team is currently winning.
I don't know.
We've seen it before. This is the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Absolutely. We talked about this, the other day. And you know what? They rode the hot hand all the way to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, they didn't get the job done at the Super Bowl. But the point is that would they have gotten there? And that's the argument that me and JB and Glasson had for years, right? We've debated this topic for years. I'm in the camp that they would have got to the Super Bowl anyway. That's just the way I feel about it.
Oh, okay.
You know, Glasson and JB and other people who watch our show, they saying that there's no way that Alex Smith would have got them there.
No. We've seen Alex Smith other places. Right. What has he done?
It's a lot of woulda, coulda, shouldas. But then when I look at this, though, in this particular situation, you got Kyle Allen with absolutely no experience. Dude got 4 starts under his belt. Cam got 8 years of experience, right?
9.
Yes, 9. So, yeah, Kyle Allen's accuracy trumps Cam's by a long shot. But in my opinion, that's all that Kyle Allen really has over Cam.
But we've seen Cam go to the Super Bowl.
We have. I mean, well, we saw Colin Kaepernick go too. But what happened? They lost. Right? So, you know, that's the way I weigh it out. I would rather take all the intangibles. I would take Cam's wheels. I would take Cam's strength. I would take Cam's, you know, ability to be able to do things that other quarterbacks can't do over just one skill. A great skill that this young Kyle Allen has.
He's winning with
a dumbed down playbook.
Name the amount of mobile quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to name a lot of
them. Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's probably it.
So I'll take someone that can win from the pocket versus someone who got wheels any day.
Yeah.
Because the game is won in the pocket.
I mean, I agree. It's just, I don't know. Again, it just might be the black and blue blinders on. I feel like
I just think Carolina loves Cam.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And I think
that's fine. I loved Eli. I'm still not ready for the Daniel Jones era.
Well, just like with Eli, I feel like we should use him to the last drop. You know, and I think New York did that. I mean, because honestly, they could have let Eli go years ago, 2-3 years ago. He was pretty much done in New York about 3 years ago.
I don't think so.
But they need.
I don't see them with any support for him. That old line was terrible 3 years ago.
But you know, Eli had more in the tank, and I think he still got a little left in the tank now. But I'm just saying. So that's why I'm like with New York. I wouldn't let him go just yet. I mean, like, I think Cam still got something left to bring to Carolina.
I think Cam should sit for the rest of the year.
I agree with that.
I
definitely agree with that. But I think that, you know, come the 2020 campaign, Super Bowl or not, no matter what happens, Cam should be the starting quarterback if he can win his job back in camp. I think he should have got a chance to get his job back.
Well, I mean, you know, you always have the saying, you shouldn't lose your job to injury. Hey,
but you know what? I think that's, we might have to go.
But sometimes you can lose your jobs to wins.
Right. I think we might have to change that saying, because I don't know. I've seen things happen, man. That saying don't hold water no more. It's just dumb, right? You know. But, you know, piggybacking off the Panthers, and I can't wait till tomorrow night so I can rub this in JB's face, right? Jameis Winston, right? Listen, I don't want to talk my own horn, right? I don't want to do it.
You will.
I'm definitely going to do it. Right? But Jameis Winston is who I said he was.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Despite what JB said, despite what the stat sheet might say, oh, he's the number 4 all time, you know, this season and touchdowns. So what?
Right.
Look, that's just like, what's that dude's name who everybody loved when he gets to start? And he
beats.
Yes, he brings so much energy when he's coming off the bench.
Dude, when he starts to become a turnover machine.
This is exactly what Jameis Winston reminds me of, right? So when you really start to believe in him, the true Winston comes out of him. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Let me tell you something about Jameis Winston that no one wants to say. Jameis Winston isn't smart.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Okay. So, when he has to play a game that requires X's and O's, mm-hmm. he can't handle it because that's not his forte. Mm-hmm. But when he has a game that he can slug it out and whatnot, he's okay.
Yeah.
That Carolina defense was just too much for him on Sunday.
Yeah.
He cannot read the defense. He does not make good decisions when he's under pressure.
Right.
he is just not a smart. He doesn't play smart.
Right.
To me personally.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He's talented. You can't take that away from him. But he doesn't make good decisions under pressure.
Yeah. So now if we're talking about somebody moving away from a quarterback, you know, I think it might be time to look at some options in Tampa.
Well, I would have moved away from him a long time ago just because of his conduct off the field. He's right. An idiot.
Yes. Now, him and Marcus Mariota got drafted in the same class. And then they were 1-2, right? And they're going through the same thing. They're going through the same struggles. Like, as soon as you start to believe in Mariota, he lets you down, right? They mirror each other so much, you know, and that they even brought in Ryan Tannehill to play in Tennessee this week.
I don't know what that was about.
I got a feeling that them two dudes, this is the last time we're going to see them in their respective teams. Now, you know what? They might even do something crazy if they swap them two. You know, send Mariota down to Tampa and send Winston up to Tennessee. That might work out better for their teams. I don't know. I'm just saying, right? You know. So, the last thing before we get into these... into these picks, though, we still got some heavy losers on the board. And you know what? You thought that your New York Giants was going to be one of these people, and they're not.
I didn't think they were going to be 0-5.
Oh, okay, because I thought that's the vibe you was giving me before the season started.
I didn't think they were going to be 0-5.
You know, I'm actually surprised that the Broncos were able to get off the snide because they were looking pretty pathetic, right? You know, but then they put two loser teams against each other last week. Cardinals matched up with
Atlanta.
Was it Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So they So one of them was gonna get. Who did Arizona get the win? No. Arizona got the win, right? That team is still a cupcake team to me. I will still never bet no money on them. You know, I still would never do it. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, you know, it's kind of like whoever they're playing. Like, so the Cardinals beat Atlanta. Who's Atlanta?
Right.
Nobody. Right. So that was a toss up anyway.
Yes. You know, just like anytime that, you know, Cincinnati line up against somebody, you know, that's pretty rough.
Miami. I mean, it's a W. Count it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, they'll probably go winless for the whole season.
And I think it's impossible because I think just because we got that whack game last week, we got one similar the week before where they put these winless teams against each other so somebody got to win.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, right. So, you know, I just have never really seen this much parity in the league in a long time. It's a lot of teams who either...
Like 3-2 and just...
Yeah.
At bare minimum.
Yes. You're right. So you got...
The only thing I feel like the Dolphins should be ashamed of themselves. They're the only franchise in history that had an undefeated season.
Yeah.
Where is the legacy? The pack? Like, they look like a JV squad out there.
They do.
I think Alabama could beat them at this particular point.
And actually, you know, usually the team that puts on that year for the Super Bowl, they have an extra incentive to play better because the Super Bowl has been held in their city. And you would think that, you know, everybody want to be the team that plays in the Super Bowl that in their own home stadium.
This has never happened.
And then, you know, but you would think that this would get them extra incentive, and it doesn't. You know, so they got nothing to play for, man. But you got New England and San Francisco. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it because I know I'm going to get beat up about it tomorrow anyway. I think I figured out what it is with San Francisco. And I think it also explains what's happening in Atlanta as well. So if we rewind the clock back to the Atlanta Falcons 2016 season, I think it was, they made that miraculous run, had that high powered offense. That's 2017 actually. Made it all the way to the Super Bowl just to choke up and, you know, blow a 23-point lead to the New England Patriots. What happened after that? Kyle Shanahan went to California to meet up with his pops, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why it didn't work out last year is because their quarterback was hurt, right?
Right.
Now everything is working for them, and that's the product that we get. Now, you know, I'm not going to go crazy and just go ahead and just give them the crown right now, but that might be the power of the NFC right now. I mean, like, right now everything is saying that San Francisco is the team to beat.
I think going down the road, they're going to show some weakness.
Right.
But I have to admit, their defense looks good.
Yeah.
You know, they have been coming to play, and the offense has scored enough points. They've done their job
mm-hmm.
to to win games. Yeah. And I can't take that away from them. They're 5-0.
Really, I thought the power would come out of the...
They destroyed the Rams.
Yeah. So the Rams stock them went down. That's just going to put that on the table. They, I think you still got Seattle. Seattle was still in the division, might still, cause some drama for San Francisco somewhere down the line. They're going to have to meet up. I don't think they play each other yet, I don't think.
I don't think they play each other yet, no. Yeah.
So something going to happen. Something going to have to give there, right? Right. So you still got that to go. We'll see. But I don't know, man. It ain't Green Bay, and it ain't Chicago like everybody thought it was going to be. It definitely ain't the Rams like people thought it was going to be.
Well, Green Bay is playing pretty good. They are. 5-1. They're right up there now.
I don't know if they're showing the same kind of dominance that San Francisco is showing.
No, right. I don't know about that. You read about that.
Yeah, so, you know.
So what games we got?
Well, we got a couple. We got the most teams on the bye so far. No, that's the same as the last week. So my Panthers are on the bye. You ain't got to worry about Cleveland playing this year. The Steelers, they taking a nice little bye as well. And the Bucks, because, the Bucks and Carolina went to England. And if you go to England, you get a bye right afterwards, right? Or you get a bye before. That's usually how it works.
Gotcha.
So two teams from the NFC South and two teams from the AFC North are going to not be playing. So I don't think we can. I might miss the Panthers not playing this week, but I think everybody's going to be cool with them teams being on the bye. To Thursday, we got a real good one. I don't know if this is the first meeting between these two teams this season. I think it is. normally, this is a big game,
right?
With the Chiefs going to Mile High against the Broncos. As of late, I think the Chiefs don't lost two in a row. Yeah, that's two in a row. Broncos got their first win last week.
Nope, two wins in a row.
Oh, two wins in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't know. See, this one right here, and this one's going to set the tone for the rest of the week. I'm a little torn.
I
like the momentum of the Broncos right now. But the Chiefs on a downward spiral, and it's scary to me. It is scary.
Well, the Broncos can't do what is required, and that's to keep the ball away from Patrick.
Right.
Their offense isn't stout enough for that, I'm going Chiefs.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for the Chiefs to go into the Broncos to get that one done, because that is definitely a game that I think the Broncos got circled on their calendar. A part of me is saying that the Broncos' momentum will carry them through this game, but the Chiefs, they're a resilient squad. I don't think they're taking them two losses lightly. I'm with you. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I say they're going to have a little bounce back game right here. And this is a nice squad to kind of get your bearings back off of anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one right here, I don't think it's going to be a contest at all. We got the Miami Dolphins going to New York to face off against the Buffalo Bills.
I'm going Bills.
Yeah, the Bills are rolling right now.
Right.
Yeah, and the Dolphins still suck.
And they're a better team.
Yeah,
Dolphins are terrible.
Suck. Yeah, so I thought... Oh, yeah, the Jags was the week before. So the Jags... they played against the Saints last week. That's why I was rooting for them.
Right.
Right. So now they got the Bengals, so they will be able to...
beat the Bengals.
Yeah, they'll be able to beat the Bengals. Yeah. So Jaguars are still state.
Minshew.
Yeah.
So,
Minshew, man, you got hung up a little... No, actually...
Minshew's eye?
Minshew.
Oh, okay.
What happened with them in New Orleans? New Orleans won.
Yeah. 13-6. Yeah,
so Minshew
like
Mania got hung up a little bit. And but I think they get it. Like again, a nice little bounce back against the Bengals here. Vikings. The last couple weeks they had a couple of drama within in house drama. They seem to be done worked everything out.
Seem to be worked it out.
Yeah, Diggs
and Thielen was looking good. Yeah. I think they done found their stride.
Yeah,
I'm going Vikings.
Yeah, you like the Vikings on the road against the Lions. I think I like the Vikings too. They got a nice little momentum going right now. I think the Raiders going to Green Bay is probably not going to be a good look for the Raiders.
I'm going to go Green Bay on this one.
All right. And then the Rams and the Falcons, which would have been a really nice game if the Falcons didn't suck. Yeah, and the Rams had took such a debilitating loss from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a couple weeks ago. I still think the Falcons ain't...
I'm going to pick the Rams. I think they get right this week against the Falcons.
Man, this should be an easier game for them anyway.
Yeah, that Falcon defense is leaky at best.
Yeah, I like the Rams in this particular contest as well. This is an AFC South showdown, which is a tough one to pick. The Houston Texans at Indy.
I'm going Texans. I think they're coming off riding that high from beating Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I love me some Deshaun Watson. If I'm a root for any team other than the Giants this year, it's going to be for the Texans.
Yeah.
I like him. I like his post-game interviews. He be breaking it down for folks. Be like, fools, let me tell you what it is. I like Deshaun Watson. He's a good guy off the field.
Yeah, I think, though, I like the Texas energy as well. Mm-hmm. It's just that I feel like everybody is sleeping on Indianapolis right now.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, they done pulled a couple upsets out of the hat that I ain't see coming, and they not going to do it to me this week. I got Indianapolis this week. All right. You know. This was another no contest. San Francisco 49ers going into Washington. Yeah, we know how that one's going to play out. Uh-huh. So we got, my boy, Danny Dimes getting ready to get his win back. He at home against the Cardinals. Yes, Danny Dimes.
DJ. Yeah, DJ, yes. He does not have enough swagger to be called no Danny
by the time, but look, by the time his boys rally
just
around
him. Just because he played in New York don't mean he got no swagger.
He gonna inherit it. They gonna give it
to
him.
He's going to be Daniel Jones.
No, they gonna chain him like, you know how they used to do back in the day with the rappers used to put the chain on him to kind of like anoint you as part of the squad. That's what they're going to do to DJ.
No.
Yeah, it's going to say.
Daniel Jones.
The next is going to say Dime, spelled with a Y.
Oh, no.
A Y and a Z. Oh, no. A Y and a Z. That's like, yeah, Y and a Z, right? That's how it's going to be. That's going to do it. That's all
I'm picking the Giants this week, but not time, because no Dime.
And then next time you see him at a press conference, he's going to have a sister on his hip. He's going to have a sister on his arm.
You don't got that much swag.
Yeah, you do. So he got the quietest kept charges. I don't even know what.
They're doing terrible.
I don't even know what their record is right now. Let me see.
Philip Rivers is having a bad
2-4.
Season.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They're going to Tennessee. Tennessee done lost the last couple.
And they 2-4.
Yeah. You know what?
I mean, they look horrible.
Let me see what the. I need some help with this. Oh, goodness gracious.
Both offenses are bad.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Okay, both defenses in the top 10.
The defense is okay, yeah. You know,
yeah, so, go Chargers.
Yeah, because they got Phillip Rivers, right?
Yep. And yeah. I trust Phillip Rivers more than I do Mariota.
Absolutely, right. So,
I
you
gotta
know.
Go Chargers.
And then you're top 5 in passing, even though you can't win no games. But, yeah, that thing that'll get them over the hump in Tennessee, though, right?
Yeah, and look at that Tennessee offense, 27.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Okay. All right, Saints and Bears. This is another one that's going to be a little bit tricky. I think this right here going to be a good game. When is this one? This is
a
4 o'clock
really
game.
Good game.
This is Teddy Bridgewater going up against that Chicago defense, which has been the saving grace of this team. Right?
I think Mitch Trubisky is coming back.
Yeah, but you know what though? Like it's so odd to me. Like when I see stuff like this, normally I would be like, yeah, whatever. All you got is defense. That's it. Your offense is terrible. You like
this
30.
This is a possible upset right here.
Yeah, but you know, but this is why I would still give, I would not completely write Chicago out of this game is because I seen Denver do this a couple years ago. And they rode this thing, that defense all the way to the Super Bowl. And they exerted that defense in the Super Bowl, and that's how they end up winning that trophy.
Yeah, I'm going Bears here. I actually think they're going to win this week. I think, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's been playing good. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he gets a starting job somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's making himself a good showcase this season.
Yeah, but I think, you know.
Because he didn't watch the game yet, right?
Nope, it's going to be a little question right here this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah. You know, and they on the road, too.
They just been squeaking it out, 13-6. There haven't been no blowouts. It's all been pretty close. And I think this Chicago defense is going to come to wreak havoc.
Yeah, and they're coming out of that dome, too, to take the show on the road up there in Chicago where the season's done changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Bears in this one, too. This one should be good. This should be a good game. All right, this one be a good one, too. You got the Ravens going out to CenturyLink to take on the Seattle Seahawks. And you know, honestly, both teams are doing really, really well. You know, Lamar Jackson, man, he's been put to the test. Like, if any team has been tested just about every single week, like going up against like good competition, it's been Lamar Jackson and his Ravens, man. So they are tested and road battle tested.
They are.
You know, now I don't know if they battle tested enough to go in here and get this. But look, when you're holding the crown with number one offense with your quarterback, Lamar Jackson, and you're running the ball better than anybody else in the football league, I don't know, man. And I know, you know, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks ain't really been dominating none of these games, but they've been outsmarting everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But they're a hard team to beat at home.
They really are. But you know what, though? I like what I see in these gritty Ravens, though. And I want to see what they do when they go in there. And Lamar Jackson going to have to actually think on his feet against, you know, the tricky defense that Pete Carroll going to throw at him.
So I think I'm going Seahawks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll split on this
Seahawks.
One.
They're at home. And, yeah.
All right. So check out this divisional matchup right here. Dallas done dropped two in a row. Philly still doing their thing, right? Both 3-3, trying to jockey for position at the top of the division as we edge to our way to the halfway mark of the season.
And Peterson done guaranteed that win. He said, we're going to go there and win in Dallas.
Wow. Well, you know what? People been going in there getting it done.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Dallas is looking very vulnerable right now. Very
vulnerable.
I'm going
Dallas. I don't think they're going to lose this game to Philly.
You know what? I think Philly gonna go in there and rattle the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm telling you, the media circus is getting ready to begin, because if the Dallas Cowboys lose this will be the fourth consecutive game. Oh, it's gonna be a firestorm.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little critical.
It's gonna be a firestorm, but you know, luckily for Coach Clapalong, this is a crucial game for him. He's gonna have to win this one, right?
It is.
But I'm going to see, I think Doug Peterson, this is the right time to exert some extra pressure, digging that playbook that he got that we know is very effective, because he done use it in Super Bowl situations against Bill Belichick. Yeah, I think he's going to catch Jason Garrett slipping here.
Okay.
You know, deliver that fourth L to him.
I got the Cowboys.
All right. And we finished the week off, which I think is the upset of the week.
Ain't no way the Jets beating the Patriots.
You know, I'm going to tell you why I think this is the upset of the week. Because now I don't think Sam Darnold's all that great. I think they had a real good outing last year to show the world what they can do. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the competition level was a little bit different, right? But the Patriots though are not looking as powerful and dominant as they normally are. There's a couple of chinks in that armor.
They have the number one defense.
I know, which is crazy.
look at those, the Jets, stop it. Oh, 32nd offense.
Yeah, yeah, they way at the bottom. Because look, they
32nd in passing, 30th in rushing.
They're last in the league in a lot of, but they first in the league in heart and determination.
Yeah, okay, sounds good.
They lead the league in heart.
Yeah, okay. okay, right? Yeah.
I'm standing on my pick. New England goes into the Meadowlands and they come out of there with an L, okay. And everybody gonna be shocked. Oh my God, yeah! But that's what's gonna happen.
Okay, you just won an L in your column.
No, I just think that's what's gonna happen.
Okay,
yeah, you know
I'm going
man?
Patriots.
I've been watching Patriots for the last 3 weeks, man, and they has not been looking that great.
Okay,
and of course, the level of competition for the Patriots ain't been there.
And, well, you got the number one defense, and let me tell you something. They're going to make points on defense. They're going to get that ball out of that rookie's quarterback's hand.
Yeah, they're going to put some pressure on him. And he's going to have to earn his check that day. But, man, all I can think of is the Patriots defense struggled with Buffalo. They struggled with the Giants.
Jets ain't Buffalo.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I know we're talking about 1-14 versus 3-3 team. It is what it is. You ain't going to get me to change my mind.
Okay.
I'm staying with my pick.
I like
okay,
it. Be right. Firm convictions. Yeah. I'm going New England. I'm firm with that conviction.
Right. Stay with my picks. Well, you trying to get me to change my mind.
No.
So then you can slide in later this week and change your pick.
No.
I know how you get down.
No.
So you trying to play me.
No.
It ain't going to happen this time.
Not at all. You taking
a page out of your sister-in-law Lauren's book. Yeah, you ain't going to play me like that. I don't think so. not at all. You know, but anyway, that's gonna be our show this week, right?
All right.
Yeah. Unless you have something you want to add to.
Nope. We are good. I am Vernie B.
Yeah, and I am Big Q, man. And listen, we're gonna see whose picks was whose. Again, I want to thank everybody who check us out and support us on our podcast and on all the different platforms that you guys listen to it on. So far this season, we have made a whopping 22 cents off our podcast, which is all thanks to our awesome fans, right? Some good stuff, right?
Why'd you even tell that?
Because whatever we got going on, I gotta look. It's a triumph. It is a victory for Team Boy TV. Okay, right. Whatever the case may be, I appreciate all 13 of our fans. Definitely appreciate it. Anyway, for everybody else who support us, share the channel podcast. If you think we got a pretty dope little thing going on, man, share it with the next person. Share it on your Facebook, Twitters, and all that good stuff. Anyway, we'll catch you guys next week. Again, I'm your boy, Big Q, and that's
Vernie B.
And we will see y'all next week. Peace.